There's an Air Force base that's right outside the city. They're bringing more than 4,000 new employees to Cheyenne within the next year. It's incredible. So even before that increase, the current vacancy rate in Cheyenne is less than 1%.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hey guys, I'm with Nathan, my good friend, and we are here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We're here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We're looking at a property, 74 units.
Yep.
With some retail at the bottom, a restaurant and some other retail spots.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're just enjoying ourselves a cup of coffee.
Mm.
And we just finished walking the property.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Tell us a little bit about the project. Tell us why you like the deal. Why you like the deal and what the numbers look like.
Yeah. No, this is, I've walked lots of properties as have you. This is probably the cleanest property I've ever walked when it comes to just the general condition. This is an older building. The walls are concrete. So when it comes to how this property has been maintained, phenomenal. Yeah. When it comes to value add deals, there's always risk involved, right? Because you have to break down walls and you have to replace kitchens and that kind of stuff too. The reason why I like this deal is because there's really very, very little risk, because the value add that we need to do on this deal are highly, highly cosmetic or simple accounting changes that are going to allow us to refinance out of this thing.
One of the things that we talked about doing was changing all the lights to LED lighting,
yep,
and then low flow toilets and all, mm-hmm, that stuff, right? Because right now the owner pays, a crazy amount,
uh-huh,
of electricity.
Yes.
Right? So we're going to automatically save 30% on the electric bill.
30% on electric, yep. 30% on water. That's going to correlate to about $40,000 a year we're going to save just for replacing light bulbs. And, the amount of money.
Let me do the math. What is that going to, how much value is that going to bring? $40,000 a year. I'm telling you, keep going.
Well, for $100 a unit, we can go in and change the toilets,
yep,
change the shower head, change that amount of money on how much the utilities cost.
Yep.
I mean, it's an absolute no brainer. And how risky is that? Yeah. To just change out a toilet, and there's no risk associated with that.
So it's going to bring the value by doing that about
$600K
to $700K just by doing that. Spending $100, $125 per unit on that side.
Yeah,
we're also going to do the rubs, right? The rub system where we're going to bill all the new tenants $50 a month.
Yeah, so the utilities aren't separately metered, which is common in Cheyenne.
Yeah,
but also, tenants are used to paying utilities in Cheyenne. Every other apartment in the area does that. So rubbing the utilities will be expected. And that way we can hypothetically increase the amount that we're receiving on the rents just by rubbing utilities. So that's going to be great.
So it's $50 a month just on that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to save $40,000 a year on the utilities.
Mm-hmm.
And even without even touching the units right now, we can just go in there and vacuum.
Yeah,
and clean.
Uh-huh.
We can raise the rents $100.
Yes,
just by doing that.
There's just by vacuuming the carpets, we can raise the current rents by $100. There's nobody that I've talked to about this deal, including the current property management, that disagrees with that.
Yeah,
$100 day one. Other things that we can do too. There's a two bedroom. Most of these are one bedrooms. There was a two bedroom that we can convert back into a 1-1 and a studio. That's going to bring another $700 a month just on that floor. There's a penthouse on the top.
Really nice.
It's a awesome penthouse. I mean, look at the pictures. Their view of the whole city.
Yep.
It's huge. It's wonderful. We can Airbnb that and get some significant revenue, especially during rodeo season. And this is my favorite part. The basement floor used to be a speakeasy until the city took their license away. So now there's 4,000 square feet down there of unused. It could be an office space, could be a coffee shop, could be another restaurant.
Yep.
All unused space that they're not collecting any rents on. There's a number of things that we can do there that are not going to increase our expenses at all. It's going to increase our bottom line a lot.
And we didn't even put that in the pro forma, that downstairs speakeasy.
Nope.
It's not even in our pro forma.
Nope.
We're going to make it work with the numbers that we have now.
Absolutely.
Now, this is Cheyenne, Wyoming. We're right downtown.
Yeah.
It's super nice.
Uh-huh.
We just walked to a coffee shop right now. We're actually going to go look at another building that's for sale.
Yeah.
But tell me why you like Cheyenne.
Cheyenne is a great place to invest right now. So some of the preliminary things are looking really, really positive. Over the last 10 years, the population has increased year over year. That's obviously a good sign, okay? There's some major businesses that are bringing employment into Cheyenne right now. There's an Air Force base that's right outside the city. They're bringing more than 4,000 new employees to Cheyenne within the next year.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So Even before that increase, the current vacancy rate in Cheyenne is less than 1%.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I've had several phone conversations with Patrick, the mayor of Cheyenne. And he says the number one issue in the entire city is there's a housing shortage.
Yep.
So being able to bump our rents, being able to provide value to citizens who need a place to rent, you can't find a better place in the entire country than Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Yeah. Well, I've done some value add deals, some pretty brain damaged value add, right? Spending like 10, 12, 15 grand a unit. This right here is going to be a couple hundred, $100.
Couple hundred.
Actually, you know, probably $1,000, say we paint, right?
Sure.
But it should be pretty easy project. And I like the location.
Uh-huh.
I landed in Denver, took an hour and a half to get here.
Yep.
Got Fort Collins.
Uh-huh.
You have an Air Force base being built out, or I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But it's going to bring 4,000 jobs to a small town.
Yeah.
And like you said, this is the fastest growing capital city per capita in the country.
In the country.
And it's cool. I mean, I like it. I never thought I'd say, you know, I'm going to come out to Wyoming and buy a property, but it's a good deal. So tell me what the numbers look like.
So right now we're buying this thing right around 4.2.
Okay.
We got closing costs. We have a little bit that we need to raise for holding costs while we have it under a bridge loan. So we're going to be all in around 4.5. And stabilized value is going to be between 7.5 and 8 million is what the projections are looking. And that's not including the extra revenue we're going to get from that other unit and the Airbnb and the speakeasy downstairs.
All right. So what was the stabilized value?
7.5 to 8 million.
Okay. And it would be all in for 4.5. Say we're even all in for 5 million.
Sure.
It's still, I think it'll be worth 8 million.
Yeah.
So that's what I think it'll be worth.
If we can get revenue from downstairs and we can get revenue from the Airbnb, 8 million all day.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. I think we're going to be at 8 million, even if we're at 5 million all in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty good. It's a pretty good deal. Super clean, super easy. Now, one thing you didn't mention earlier was studio and one bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Right. A lot of people hear that. They're like, oh no. You need 2 ones, 3 2s, you know.
Yes.
So tell me why we love that. Why we like the studio and why we like the one bedroom.
We actually had a conversation today with the property management, and the number one unit type that's lacking the most in Cheyenne, studios.
Yeah.
They're in high demand, especially downtown where people tend to be, you know, singles. They tend to walk places, walk to restaurants, you know. They don't have a car, kind of living the single life. Studios go all day. In Cheyenne. It's the number one unit type that is the most desirable in the city.
Yeah.
So converting that into a studio and a 1-1.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, for sure. So we saw that one two bedroom that used to be a one bedroom and a studio.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about just filling in the wall and go ahead and making that small kitchen, spend like $5,000.
Yeah.
And that'll give us like $120,000 value on our building. Spending $5,000 will raise the valuation for like $120,000. So
absolutely.
That's very easy to do.
Yes.
I like the building. A lot of character.
Mm-hmm.
We walked the hallways and you saw some paintings that were 50, 80 years old, right?
Yes.
Right on the walls. And
amazing.
It was pretty cool. I mean, it was a very unique property.
Uh-huh.
Well built.
Uh-huh.
Right in the corner with one of the best restaurants in town on the first floor, occupying the first floor. And we're actually going to have dinner there in a couple hours.
I love it.
And I'm pretty excited about this project.
One thing that I didn't mention that I'm just getting jazzed about right now is if we Airbnb upstairs where that penthouse is.
Yeah.
We were talking to property management during Frontier Days. So Frontier Days, the largest outdoor rodeo in the entire country happens in Cheyenne, Wyoming every July.
Yeah.
And you can't get a hotel anywhere in the city or even in the outskirts. And the ones that you can find, even that are an hour away from Cheyenne, cost $600 a month because that's how much demand there is to get into this rodeo.
Yeah.
We can rent out that penthouse for thousands of dollars a night during Frontier Days.
Easily. And you have big names like George Strait coming out
here. George Strait. What was it, Boy Rock or Kid George? Who was it?
I'm in my country. Yes. I haven't done
Chuck Buck Cherry.
Yeah. Oh, no. Actually, no, that's a rock band, but I heard Buck Cherry was here last week, the rock band, and it's one of my favorites, and I can't believe I missed it. But anyway, so it's pretty neat. I like Wyoming. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too far from Denver. Taxes are low.
Yeah.
Actually, I have most of my LLCs are from Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about going and drive by the office to look at my office that I've never seen in the last 6 years, but my LLCs are here.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, it was a great project. Walking in, the building, a lot of character, very easy. Just raise the rents, do some rubs, and just clean. I mean, not even clean it up. I mean, it's just nice. It's just a nice property.
Yeah.
The owner lives on the penthouse.
Yeah.
And they're ready to move on. Right. Ready to move on.
The most important thing for them is that somebody takes over this building and really takes care of it.
Yeah.
And that's what's the most important thing to them, which is why they're willing to sell it to us at a discount because they believe that we're going to take care of it, which we're going to.
And we're getting it at a discount because you were speaking directly to the owners.
Oh, yeah. No brokers. Never any brokers.
No brokers, right? Yeah. No brokers. So that's Nathan's specialty. So I appreciate just spending the last few minutes having some coffee and just talking about this project.
Excited.
It'll be out soon.
Yeah.
And we're really, really excited to get this thing done. So
for sure.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just as promised, I like to give out free stuff, some tools and tips that's actually helped me in my business. There's nothing out there like getting some free stuff that people have spent a lot of time, energy in putting together. It's like a referral. Somebody asked me for an electrician. You don't know what kind of brain damage I had to go through to give you this good referral for an electrician. You got to appreciate referrals from people, okay? Because they went through a lot to find that one good person. So I'm going to give you my due diligence template for buying apartment buildings. It's attached to monday.com. It is an affiliate link, so they're going to send me a kickback. Not a lot, but a little bit. But you can either download it as an Excel or you can put it on monday.com. Monday.com is pretty cool because it's a project management platform software. It's super cool. I use it all the time for my social media, for my team, tracking deals, doing tasks for everybody. It's actually pretty good. You can track construction. It's a project management platform. It's really cool. Monday, like the day, monday.com. So my due diligence checklist is there for free for you.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.